Okay. How many folk singers does it take to change a light bulb? It takes one, and four to complain that it's electric. Our next performer runs an open mic out in Lincoln. The next one he's having is on May 9th with Tom Hamlin. That's going to be one that you definitely want to get out to see. This is Rich Eilbert. He's a wonderful, thoughtful songwriter. And I think you're going to really enjoy what he has to offer. We'll get him set up here in a minute. How are you enjoying the food? Isn't it wonderful that what they're doing here? Yeah. Yeah, we've really enjoyed our short stay here, and we're hoping that Gwen and Josely will find a new venue, and they'll find it soon because it's just been so much fun here at the Acton Jazz. And I, for one, don't mind having a real piano to play.
Okay.
Okay, you all set there, Rich? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rich Eilbert.
Hey, thanks, folks. So I have mixed, you know, it's, as I said, you're all welcome to come over to the Lincoln Open Mic, which is also on a Monday. The tuning's a little strange, so bear with me. I'm going to get, this is my latest song. And I think, well, it's about a familiar problem, but what might happen if you're living in a house for 25 years like I have. It's a problem of, call it clutter. Broadway playbills, telephone wires, 8-track cassettes, a rusted pair of pliers, and empty glass bottles, and Cracker Jack prizes, and balls of string of assorted sizes. Waste not, want not, that's my creed. You never know what you might need, but one day, when my house is so full of clutter that I'm living in the gutter, and the newsprint saved for fire has piled 8 feet tall or higher, and the Donald Duck umbrella I keep somewhere in the cellar for a rainy day. Well, I think I might have to throw some things away. Worn out shirts and moth-eaten sweaters and cardboard boxes full of old love letters and vinyl records, a marionette, two hubcaps from my first Corvette. Waste not, want not, that's my creed. Hey, you never know what you might need, but one day, when my house is so full of clutter that I'm living in the gutter, and the newsprint saved for fire has piled 8 feet tall or higher, and that warped ping pong table stacked with fiber optic cable, and the Donald Duck umbrella I keep somewhere in the cellar for a rainy day, well, I guess I have to throw some things away. Dust-covered crystals, a hand-wound watch, rusted canisters that once held scotch, and bamboo curtains, buckets of paint, a concrete statue of a Buddhist saint. Waste not, want not, that's my creed. You never know what you might need, but one day, with my house so full of clutter that I'm living in the gutter, and the newsprint saved for fire has piled 8 feet tall or higher, and the warped ping pong table stacked with fiber optic cable, and the three-legged chair atop a dented keg of beer, and the Donald Duck umbrella I keep somewhere in the cellar for a rainy day. Well, I've decided to throw it all away. Well, except maybe for my high school trophies and my Davy Crockett hat and my dad's pocket knife and my little league bat and an autograph book from summer camp and them psychedelic posters and that groovy lava lamp and a Ouija board and the Ronald Reagan mask and some 5-inch floppies and the chemistry flask and the Donald Duck umbrella I keep somewhere in the cellar for a rainy day. Well, we just might see some raindrops today. Hey, thanks, folks.
That was really nice. Rich Eilbert, ladies and gentlemen.